Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Pelayoyitz in Shir number 273 on the last topic in Ois Gimel of Ge'ora. Ge'ora, the Pelayoyitz tells us, is to protest when a person sees another Yid doing something wrong. We have a mitzvah, of rebuking them, of encouraging them. The point of the Toichacha is to encourage them not to continue doing the wrong thing that they were doing. And there are different ways of going about this. And Ge'ora, to protest, person has to be careful to make sure it's done properly. Because most people will not appreciate a strong protest. But rather, the Pelayoyitz tells us here, Divrei Chachamim Benachas Nishmoim, the words of the Chachamim, of the wise, Benachas Nishmoim, are heard with a soft tone of voice. And that's the Eitzah that the Pelayoyitz tells us over here. If your goal is to have someone accept what you're saying, not that you say it, but to accept. And that is the goal, because the Pasuk tells us, Hoicheach toicheach es amisecha loisisalav chet. The Pasuk says, don't bring a chet upon yourself while you're giving the toichacha. The goal is that the person should accept what you're telling him. And after that pasuk, we have, which we just had in the parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, it says, v'ahavta recha kamoicha, which is the starting point to all of this. When a person loves another yid like they love themselves, and the same way they would appreciate someone speaks to them in a soft, loving tone of voice, if they're doing something that's not right, so too, when we see someone else doing something incorrectly, we should privately, not in public, so we don't, as the Pelayoyitz tells us, we don't cause the chait of halbanis panim, of embarrassing someone in public. As the Mishnah tells us, ein lo chedek lo'ilam haba. Hamal pnei chavei barabim, one embarrasses his friend in public, ein lo chedek lo'ilam haba. He loses a share in the world to come. So therefore, when a person sees someone doing something incorrectly, he sees him doing aveira, but he sees him doing something wrong, from the biggest thing to the smallest thing. And he says, even if you see someone doing something, you see him doing something which is like doing avodah zarah, lo yitein b'koil kol ois ligor boy kifin avshoy, don't be brazen and protest against this person because you're harming yourself. You're harming yourself. Ki navshu hu chayvil. Because it's loisis lav chayt. Don't bring a chayt upon yourself. But rather, say what you have to say in a soft tone of voice. Because the goal, once again, is not for you to say it. The goal is for the listener to receive what you're saying. Someone told me a story. When his children were young, he was a guest in someone's house, and his children got too close to the Shabbos candles, and they were touching the candles. And the hostess quickly went over there in a very soft tone of voice, explained to the little boys that it's very dangerous. Fire is very dangerous. It's not something to touch. And the person said of the story, you could barely hear him as he was relating the story. I want to make sure you can hear me on the recording. You could barely hear when he was replaying and when he was showing us the tone of voice that this lady was saying over. He said it was amazing. It was amazing. I think most people, myself included, if we would see something like that, of course, you have to act quickly. But properly also at the same time. And that's what the Pelayoyitz is telling us. Afilu, even if you see someone, she'oisa ha'egel, that's the lashon of the Pelayoyitz. Afilu imroye b'chaver she'oisa ha'egel chas v'shalom, lo yitein b'koilo kol ois ligor boy, ki navshu hu chayvel. Don't destroy your own life. But rather,
Divrei chacham v'naches nishmoim. Hacheyach teichichas amisecha v'lo yisis alav chayt. Don't bring the chayt upon yourself. We should be zoicha that if we have to say something to someone else, hacheyach teichichas amisecha, to remember first v'ahav t'lurecha kamayicha, and the end of the pasuk of lo yisis alav chayt. Don't bring a chayt upon yourself when you give the person teichacha. Say it privately, between you and him, in a soft tone of voice. Show the other person that you care for the other person. Show the other person you love the other person. And that's why you're telling the person whatever you're saying. Whether it's a situation of the person's tefillin is below his original hairline, whether it's a person when he's not yotzei tefillin at all like that, and you don't tell him he's not yotzei tefillin, but ask him if you could help him make the ritzuah smaller, if you know how to do that. Bring it to his attention. Either way, let him know about it so he can go ask someone else who knows how to do that. Whatever the example might be. Lo yisisa olav chayt. Divrei chachamim v'nachas nishmoim heim arevim u'miskablim l'shoimen. The sweet words, they will be accepted by the one who's listening. Shkoyach Rabbeisa, Shkoyach everyone, we just finished Ois Gimel, and Mitzvah Shem, next year is Ois Dalet on the topic of Devekus, closeness to Hashem, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.